Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK.
This land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. English Defence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, my producer and my co-host at the same time, it's a bit confusing, but there you go, is our very own Kel Fritzy, a.k.a. Red Fox Blogger, a.k.a. tonight with the I know what this is all about. Porky Pies. This is a nickname tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we will divulge a little bit. Is that the word, divulge?
I just hope one doesn't pick me in the back of the head there, Jeff.
Oh no. Yes, I know what this story is about. Ladies and gentlemen, it was something that I talked about before. maybe Kel will relay it a little bit, but it was one of my embarrassing times, ladies and gentlemen, when I was a very young man. And I learnt my lesson in a big way back then. But anyway, it's but maybe Kel can she can share that with me, because I do feel still a bit embarrassed after all these years.
Can I please? I love this story. When Jeff was a young lad, he was showing off with his mates, and they were playing with the pigeons, and one pigeon wasn't quite quick enough, and to Jeff's absolute horror, he actually connected with it with his boot, and this poor pigeon just went a-flying, and Jeff, he never meant to hurt the poor thing, but he was horrified all the same. But all these old people were in the park, and they started chasing him, and they had their canes out, and they were, you little bugger.
Kill.
And one of them pinged him in the back of the head with a porky pie.
Yes, it was a very hard crush, Kel. It certainly was, because I had a lump at the back. In fact, Tim, I know you're laughing. It was a great shot because I was in mid-flight. Don't forget, I was on my toes. I mean, this was like the day of the living dead, these old people. Oh, you vicious bastards. I mean, you know, these are South London hardcore old age pensioners, mate, you know. I mean, and if you meet them, whatever time of day, you're going to, you know, and you found, I found the rough end of a pork pie. That's all I'll say. It hit me at the back of the ear, knocked me senseless, basically, and I was laughing.
Senseless by a pie.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bit.
And I knew it was a pork pie, Tim. I thought it was a rock. It was that hard, because that, I'll tell you what, them old age pensioners, when they launch something, they mean it. I mean, I was running. I was on my toes. I mean, I was going to apologise. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. But to my dismayment, they was launching everything at me. I mean, it's just walking frames, you name it. I was under attack, Tim, and I was running, and I just felt this smack, and I thought it was I thought someone threw a rock at me, and I just looked up, because it dazed me, and I've looked down, I see a pork pie in a wrapper. Can you believe it, Tim? I mean, being
well,
hit.
Well, yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? You'd think they'd have taken the wrapper off first, really, wouldn't you?
Maybe not. Maybe they picked it up. Maybe it softened it up a little bit, because it must have, because it hit me, because it must have broke the crust a bit. So ladies and gentlemen, I was a laughing stock of where I lived. I lived in South London, so you imagine what it's like.
Presumably,
I walked into the pub and everybody was just rolling about laughing. Walked down the street and people say, "Oh, he's the bloke who got hit by the pork pie." You know what I mean? It was just really.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen.
This was the South London division of the Hell's Grannies.
Definitely. Oh my God! Talk about vicious. It was a definitely bad assault. Like, but I was lucky to get away with my life. It was that vicious. But I was so embarrassed though, because my other mates should run. They run. They see these old people rise up.
It reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld when George Costanza feigns that he has a disability, and so his boss gets him one of those motorized wheelchairs or whatever they're called. I can't remember exactly what they're called, but he is found out to be a fraud, and so all these old people, they get on their rides, and we're all, come on, guys, let's get on our ride, and they're all chasing George Costanza down the sidewalk in New York City, and they're going like 3 miles an hour chasing him.
I've got to I've got Bigfoot making a comment about it. He's going, pork pie, question mark. Ah,
Scooter,
today,
that's what it's called. Thanks, Agador.
One Muslim repellent.
Yeah, they're called scooters.
But anyway, that's as old Kel. I didn't think you was going to say it so early in the night. We've only just started off for the evening, and I'm blushing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can see me, I'm really gone bright red. Kel, you are terrible.
People scroll up and see the title of the show tonight.
Oh dear. Anyway, it's good to be here this evening. Although I must admit, I'm raging. I had Sonny call me today, and he's going to come on the show a little bit late. Actually, just before the show this evening, I did have a call from Tommy, but I couldn't take it because I was in the bathroom. But I'm not sure we'd be able to make it. He might be a little bit late. We'll maybe get here, say, 9:30 or something like that. But I couldn't return the call because I was a bit tired up, if you know what I mean. So he might be here. If not, he sends his best regards to everybody, all our listeners out there, and wishes it well. And he said he'd definitely be here for Sunday anyway. So there you go. I'm raging. I did share with Kel something that what's happened to Sonny. As Sonny was explaining, ladies and gentlemen, he'd been grassed up. There was someone who was in the EDL and had turned like grass and had been grassed, telling the police people's names, this, that and the other. And Sonny today had to go to the police station to answer.
You know what, Jeff? I don't want to interrupt you, but Sonny is here right now.
Sonny, I'm so sorry, buddy. This is what happened. You, as I say, I'm raging this evening, ladies and gentlemen. But as I say, Sonny is here, and Sonny will tell you because it's what happened to him today. So, Sonny, welcome to the show this evening, buddy. And it's not very good news what our listeners are going to hear, but maybe you'd like to share with Kel and with Tim and with all that, the rest of our good people that's in the chat room this evening and, of course, all our listeners, exactly what went on today, buddy.
Well, hello there, Jeff. Hello, Kel. Hello, Tim. Hello, all the guys in the chat room.
Hi, Sonny.
Hope you're doing well.
Hi, Sonny.
Hi, yeah.
Right, guys. Now, there's something I've been meaning to say. As I say, I'm not actually at home, so I can't stay long. But as we all know, today I had to go into the police station as I was up for charges due to a demonstration last year. Now, sadly, I went in today and they charged me with violent disorder and sent me to court for next Friday. Now, what I will say is it's quite scary. I was told today in the interview, and I'm quite happy and quite proud to share with you guys because this is something everyone in the chat room and allowed me to hear. They had told me that I was done for retaliation. I had a brick thrown at me. So in retaliation, I did throw something back, which I pleaded guilty to. However, I was told that I had thrown it directly at a police officer because there were no UAF in Birmingham in the area of the English Defence League that day. Now, what I will tell you, me, Jeff, Cal and Tim have mentioned this several times before, David Cameron's little money investment that the United Against Fascism group, once again, the sun shines out of their bottom, and I tried to prove my rights over and over again to say, I know they were there. I've seen families, little kids, and normal patriots, normal people, working class people of England that were there that day, of Britain, that were attacked by these scumbags. But the police once again have jumped on the bandwagon and are supporting these people by denying that they were anywhere near the vicinity. Now, what I will say is you try and prove this to the families and the fathers and the men and the women that walked away with serious head injuries and life-threatening damage to their bodies, So what I will say, ladies and gentlemen, just one message from me tonight is a big message. The police and David Cameron once again have pulled another stunt and are trying to bring down as many ladies and gentlemen and as many patriots of England as they can. Now, by this, they think that by locking us up for several years at a time, they will cut the English Defence League. The only problem with this, and this is going from my mouth, I have been sentenced, is a patriot is a patriot. You can lock me up and throw away the key. You can take me away, you can beat me up, but you will not take what burns inside my heart. You will not take the red and white. You will not take the patriotism that I follow for my country. You will not take any of that away, because when I come back, it's going to make me more determined. It's going to make me ever more fightful against the cause, you know, that they're never, ever going to take away the English Defence League from me, even though this is what they plan. And more importantly, I will never, ever surrender. And anyone listening out there, don't ever think that David Cameron or Obama or anyone where you are have the right to control you as a person. You are good people. Everyone in the chat room as well, you are great people. You are doing a great cause. You are fighting for something that your forefathers, that your family have lived and supported for 7 years. And don't ever, ever let people like Obama and David Cameron with their dummy up their backsides tell you any different. You are good people. They can try and take us away, but they will never, ever get rid of a patriot. A patriot is in your heart and not on the outside. It's something that they will never take away. So keep that close to your heart and hold it proud. And that is my saying for tonight, guys. So thank you very much.
Deb, Sunny, thank you for, and of course, those words was very touching. And then this is, ladies and gentlemen, what you've heard from Tommy is a true patriot. And, you know, we walk paths that, you know, people will say it's crazy. But we do it because it's the love of our country. And people like David Cameron and the, let me see, the hierarchy of the police who send officers and get people to grass on other people and that, they think that these sort of tactics is going to work. They think that if they, you know, gradually taking people off the streets, but they don't seem to realise that all these tactics, all it does is strengthen our resolve and our cause. Our cause is not going to go away, even with the bully boy tactics with what they're trying to do, saying that there wasn't no UA. Ladies and gentlemen, I was there that day. I was there. I saw what happened. I see the spotters in the crowd. I see them on the phone to their friends to let them know exactly that we was there, because I was there. I was there that day. I saw what happened. I saw a group of them in the corner on the far side. I heard Kevin say, come back, lads, it's not worth it, didn't he? Do you remember that? Sonny, that's what he said. Come back, lads. They're not worth it. They're not worth it. Because they were launching stuff towards our patriots, ladies and gentlemen. And the police are now saying to Sonny, no, there wasn't no UAF there that day. No, there wasn't. No. Well, we know there was. And, you know, and a lot of people suffered with the cuts, bad cuts, is what Tom, is what Sonny said. And see, it's the lies, the misconception of this government and that what they're trying to do. But they're not going to achieve it, ladies and gentlemen, because people like Sonny, people like myself, as Sonny said, they can throw away the key. But you know what? When we do come back, we'll come back hard. And we will get rid of people like David Cameron and the likes of him. This country will be put right. We're fed up. We're seeing what we've seen on our streets, these grooming gangs, people doing what they want. They think that they're taking over our country. They laugh in our faces. This country is going to be ours. This is going to be ours. You, the Kufar, you will be second-class citizens. No way. Not over my dead body and the rest of the people that's within our organisation. It will never happen. We will fight to the bitter end.
And that's for both you and Sonny.
Just for Jeff, I want to let everyone know out there as well. I found out something quite interesting, ladies and gentlemen. If you are for the English Defence League or the Canadian Defence League or the America or wherever you are, the police, by law, that if they are to pull a truncheon or a baton out, if first sight they are to hit a non-lethal area, if they are to detain you or they feel like they are in danger, they are to hit you in a non-lethal manner, which is anywhere between, anywhere from the shoulders downwards. Now, at Birmingham, Jeff obviously seen it, there's a few pictures, videos of police actually attacking people on the head. We went to the police station today, I went on the offensive, and I said, okay, then, you answer me this. I said, I know the law. I said, I read it up. I said, you can't tell me wrong. I read it this morning before I come in just to double check. Why the hell were these people clubbing these people on the head? I said, that is life-threatening. And their answer to me was they have every right. Their lives were in danger. And I turned around and said, their lives were in danger. I said, it weren't from the English Defence League. I said, their lives were never in danger. I said, in fact, the only danger was the people. I said, it's all fine. The police are wearing riot gear. I said, the danger was the kids and the women and the men that were stood there being kettled in yet again by the police, where the UAF were allowed to run riot and had bricks and all sorts landed on top of their heads. And one thing I will say, guys, is one big saying, and it's a massive saying, and Jeff will say it here, Kel will say it here, is big problem. When I say I will never surrender, it means I will never surrender. That's the message. And these guys need to get it come through their head. Like Jeff said, throw away the key. It's a big word. And by God, every single one of us that are true to the cause, that are true for the country, we will keep to that word. There will be no surrendering. There won't be any Anjem Chowdhury's or Osama bin Laden's of his time or anyone like that. They will never get away with it, because the problem is, in a way, they will surrender.
They will. There's no doubt about it. They will rue the day that they've raised their ugly heads. And because we've got the dimitude with the politicians, and so will they. Because the time will come, as I say. But people's had enough. They're fed up with what's going on. And people rise up. Then they will really feel what the British people are all about. What the hardcore, what the British bulldog spirit is all about in this country and has been. It might be quiet for over the time. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's definitely rising to the surface very quickly now. I'm raging tonight. I'm raging because I know this young lad, a good young lad, has basically been stitched up. Been stitched up, literally. He gets lumped with a brick. He returns the favour. And basically, they don't go after the people who launch bricks at our Patriots. No. Go after the English Defence League. And we normally see that. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, let's tell it how it is, Sonny. What is it like? You're standing, the police are in front of you. What are they doing? They are turning their back to the people, the UAF, the MDL, whoever it might be. They've got their backs turned to them. They're standing with them. Wait, they're watching them. And what do they do? They're standing with their truncheons raised to us. Any move, and we're going to bash your heads in. Am I right or am I right there, Sonny?
Yeah, you're right there. The thing is, you mentioned the thing, and I will say you're wrong in one way. They don't turn their backs. When they should be doing a civil duty, now let's remember, these people are law enforcement. They should be equal-sided. These people aren't turning their backs. I'll tell you what they are doing. They're not turning their backs. They're turning on the English Defence League. Instead of trying to keep
the
peace...
They're turning towards us. It doesn't matter about things being launched towards you, Sonny. It doesn't matter. But as soon as you sort of you retaliate, then they go steaming into you. And we've seen that. We saw that at Walsall, and we've seen that at Birmingham as and not forgetting Walthamstow. We've seen the same tactics time and time again. Don't matter what the opposition are doing, launching this and launching that. No, we mustn't go after them. We're told by our hierarchy to go after the EDL. David Cameron hates us. He wants us to come under a provocation attacks all the time. He wants to destroy the English Defence League. David Cameron, if you're one of your ilks are listening to this show, you will never destroy us. All you do is make us stronger. And people like you, one day you'll be history. But you think you can sit in your comfort somewhere, I know, the Bahamas and that, later on. There will be a time that people like you will be answering for the injustice, what you've done in this country the destruction of this country, the betrayal. You betrayed the people. Some of the things you say, what, we should abide by what the Muslims say. They shouldn't adapt to us, but we should adapt to them. You're a traitor, Cameron. You're a traitor to this country and my nation.
And Jeff, one thing I will say, I spoke to Cal earlier, and now this is a big shout-out for everyone, and it's highly appreciated. As we all know, we've had lads sent down in Warsaw. We're now having lads sent down in Birmingham. I spoke to Cal, we're going to try and get a paper and an online petition off of a group. We'd love, even if you don't have to mention your name, just sign that, against the persecution of patriots by David Cameron and so on. That's like Sweet Sue from Mexico, Bigfoot, Stinger. Anyone out there that are listening, anyone that feels the need, please, because patriots are being crippled for being patriots. That is not against the law. That is not against the law in any country. So what I will say, me and Cal will be working closely, hopefully try to get this set up. Anyone that can even put a signature down, because we're having innocent lads sent down. These guys have got families. They're being...
Yes.
This is why I'm
raging tonight. It's the fault of my brothers and my sisters that are being persecuted, and it's the injustice of it all. But as I say, we will come through this. Well, you know, as you say, Sonny, all it does is makes you stronger to the resolve, because you know you're doing something positive. Doing something good for your country. It's what you believe in.
Absolutely. And as soon as Sonny and I hammer something out, it will be on the Refox blogger, and I will put the link directly right in the show highlights later, Jeff, maybe next
Thank
week
you.
Or something.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Cal. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you know, sometimes we like to know that we've got the support, and we know there is probably millions of people who support what we do, and we're asking now for you to sign a petition, because if you can see, you listen to myself, you listen to Son, you know this passion. We love our country. And what's happening, we've seen now some of our patriots being absolutely battered. We've seen them with broken bones. We've seen really bad gashes on people's head. And this is done by David Cameron's, his hierarchy. His hierarchy is told, tell their officers to get stuck into the EDL, they get stuck in. They might be laughing a joke you 1 minute and bashing you on the head the next. If they're told to, duty calls to do that, that's exactly what they'll do. And we've seen it time and time again. We've seen some good police, though. I've got to admit, Sonny, we've seen some good officers. And,
yeah, oh, definitely,
you know,
definitely.
I've been to some great demonstrations. No, they're not. No, as I say, when I was at Chelmsford, I got to admit, the police was absolutely superb. It's just now and again we do get the ones that really shouldn't really be doing what they're doing, getting stuck in doing that. They should just facilitate our demonstration, let us peacefully protest, and keep any of the provocateurs out of the way. We always say we don't want to see line of sight. Don't we? Time and time again.
Exactly. Well, what I will say, Jeff, I'm sorry to cut it short. As you probably know yourself, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. I barely slept last night. I had a big long day. I'm going to have to take off. But as I say, I will be on Sunday. But as I say, one message for everyone. We love you all. I will continue coming on this show for as long as I can. You guys are absolutely brilliant. Keep the calls coming in. You know, your opinion is valued as much as mine or anyone on the panel. You are great guys. Stick to what you do and remember, never surrender ever. And a true patriot is a true patriot. Stick up for what you want to and what you feel is right. And never
and
let anyone put
Sonny,
it down.
Can you see the... I don't know if you can see the chat room.
No.
But Sonny, people in the chat room, they are just going crazy here. They're all rooting for you. You have so many supporters in the chat room. And not only that, you made a real splash in the United States and North America, in Canada, the United States, when you appeared on North American radio, and that being the Freedom Loving Infidels on Radio Jihad Network last Tuesday. You are a real hit. The people in the United States love you so very much. They want you to come back. And because of your appearance, that show went number one on Radio Jihad Network this week, and we're on page one in popular on Block Talk Radio. So, Sonny, that's how much you are beloved.
Well, one thing I will say to that, Cal, is I love everyone in North America, all them guys. I love them in America. And one of my favourite of all sayings, whether you're North American, American, English, British, German, united we stand, divided we fall. So we all stick together. No matter what nationality you are, I will stand with any patriot shoulder to shoulder. I will stand proud and happy. And God forbid I get sent down. When I come back, God, I will be rooting for you guys. You've got to keep the scene alive, you know. We will
Don't
come back.
Don't you worry about that, Sam. You know that.
Quick word for you, Sonny, it's Tim here. Just a quick word for you. I've just seen a note in the chat room from Agador to say, ask your defence to look at the UAF posts for that day on Facebook and Twitter, because that could be very strong evidence that they were, in fact, present when they say they were not.
So well, thank you, Agador. God bless you. That's brilliant. Thank you. And thank you, Tim.
Yep.
But for now, guys, I'm going to go and hit the deck because I'm so tired and, you know,
Sonny, you go get your head down, Sonny. I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime, okay, buddy?
Okay, bud.
So you go and have a rest. He's had to travel quite a bit of a way today to the Birmingham police station, so he hasn't been back long, have you, Sonny? So anyway, you take off, son, and we'll see you later, okay?
I'll be speaking with you over the weekend. Sonny, get some rest. No surrender, Sonny.
Thank you for filling us in and clarifying everything. Yeah, good night, Sonny. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. As you've heard, that's the reason why I was I've been raging tonight. I'm so angry at at what's happened to Sonny and a lot of our other lads. Sonny, he was telling me that there was another 10 who's been charged with exactly the same as what he has been done. So, you know, they're trying to take us off the streets, ladies and gentlemen. But as I say, we're not going nowhere. They might lock a few of our patriots up, but you know what? You can't lock us up forever. And it doesn't matter where we are. A patriot is a patriot. That's what Sonny says. And that's it. We will stand. And all it does is it strengthens us. And... the thing about it is, with Cameron doesn't seem to realise that we have got global support. It's just not in the United Kingdom, but we've got support right away around the globe. More support than he could ever dream of. So all these tactics that he has a word of his police chiefs that they should do this and put the English Defence League, take people off this. You can imagine the conversations they have in the corridors of power, can't you, Kel? How to treat us and maybe, I don't know, smash a few of their doors down and, you know, frighten their family. It might make them cease. You can imagine, if the same thing happened with Tommy Robinson and Kevin Carroll, as times they had their doors kicked off the hinges and police come in and search it, and they never found nothing. They just took things away and just smashed their homes up.
Yeah,
I think that,
Sonny brought up, well, we always bring up this exact point, is that the politicians that are living in their ivory towers in their gated communities, they have absolutely no concerns about what we're living on the streets. And Martin Hive actually put this 40-second soundbite together, and I think this sums it up beautifully.
Thank you, Cal.
Hello, my name is David Cameron. I'm the Prime Minister of England. Muslims can't blow me up. They can't gang rape my daughter. And they can't cut my head off in the middle of the street. So why should I give a crap when it happens to you? EDL Radio.
Whoa! Martin Hiver is best. Woo! Really hard hitting there. Yeah, thank you for that, Kel. That's the first time we've heard that.
Oh, for a moment there, I thought that was a Conservative Party political broadcast. It sounded exactly like it should do. I think that worked very well.
There you go.
It wasn't.
Let you know, Jeff, you've got three people in the studio. All three of them had their hand waves. We have a Demon with us, we have Frank with us, and we have Wahhabi with us.
Ooh, why? What should we? Who's been waiting the longest, Kel? What should we do here? Decisions. What should we? Kel, what should we do?
Let's bring Frank on briefly, and then we'll bring a demon on, and then we'll bring Wahabi on.
Okay, so where's Frank? It's okay. There you go. Good evening, Frank. Welcome to the show this evening. Go ahead. You're live.
Well, even now, I mean, everything I've been listening to, there's nothing needs to be said. I mean, it's all said. So if you'd like to bring on the other two, and I'll step back and see if I get wound up again.
All right, Frank. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, buddy. Thank you, Frank. Okay.
And
so,
Demon, welcome to the program.
Hello. I'd like to say that that David Cameron thing was so true. It was unreal, you know? The David Cameron thing you played?
Mm.
Oh, Martin Hive, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Yeah, I would agree with everything in that video. But I'd also like to add that you're a bunch of racist bastards who should all be killed because you're all pricks and can go die, you fucking prick.
Please
talk to me. Oh, give me more loving, Demon. Give me more loving, because you just, all you do is boost our ratings and make us feel so fucking good about what we do. It's people like you that why we do this. Go on, Demon. Keep talking to me. Give me the love, honey.
Cry a million tears, Demon. Go on, asshole. Disappear.
Come on, Demon. Talk to me. Come on, Demon. Demon went away. Demon hung up. He wanted his little 5 seconds of fame there. But you know what? I love it when we get the troll.
Typical, you know. A waste of time, isn't it? You know, he made a fair comment. And it's just a total ignorance of these people, isn't it, Kel? That is it. It's ignorance, isn't it? It's rude and it's ignorant. And we've got to apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, now and again, we're bound to get these trolls, and they do slip through the net sometimes, but it's also, we like freedom of speech, don't we? We like people to air their view, and sometimes then we just cut them off. If it's a bit offensive and start attacking...
I might take this show and to Audacity and edit out my rebuttal.
No.
Oh, that
no,
was the
no,
best
leave
part,
it as Kel.
The only thing I forgot was this. Come on, Demon.
but then again, as I say, we're going to get them now and again, and because they've got nothing else better to do, that they just want to make a comment. They're totally faceless, and they'd never say who they are, what they are. They just make, you know, but as soon as I see the name Demon, I was suspicious. As soon as I see that, that stands out a mile. So, but anyway, it was interesting. But we have, or have we not?
Wahabi has been very, very busy the last few weeks. He's apparently involved in real estate, and I guess the market is really hot in Spongistan, in that people are snapping up
tapes. Yeah, going like, well with the tourists.
He has been negotiating with the real estate agents, selling caves, buying caves. It's just nuts over there in Spongistan. So he said he might be a little late, but he will be here shortly. But until then, well, I really do have to, you know, I kind of, oopsie. Sorry, gentlemen.
No. The thing about it is, Kel, we don't have to apologize about that. I mean, this person decides to come on and be as very rude, as attacking us, you know, as a people, making comments without no foundation at all. And it's just rude. I mean, if you want to attack different issues, that may be, that's the way forward. But when you personally attack people, it's not conducive to any radio show.
I'm getting used to it. That's why now, At first, when I would get trolls like that, I would cower in my corner and burst into tears. Now I just come out with my teeth bared because, you know, if they want to call in, then back it up. Don't come here and offer us ad hominems and just sit there and spew a bull like that. If you want to have a dialogue, that's fine. If you want to call in and say, look, I'm calling in and this is why I think you're wrong about this and I would like to discuss it, I'm more than happy. But when somebody calls in and they just drop the F-bombs and they're calling us a racist and they're calling us all sorts of insults, I mean, that is totally defeats the purpose of dialogue. And so if that's what they want to do, fine. I'll lower myself to their level because that's all they understand. They're not going to understand anything else. I'm not going to sit here and sweet talk them. I'm going to say, come on, baby, bring it on. You know, give me that sugar, love. I want to hear more. Come on, make my day, baby.
But he was the reason why I amused him, Kel, was because he was just becoming more and more offensive. And I did let it go for a little bit because I thought it's only right that our listeners listen to some of these people that call in who are nasty pieces of work. We call them trolls. But it's only right that our listeners do get to understand a little bit of what we are up against. These type of people, these cockroaches who crawl out from under rocks and call into our show and make scathing remarks like that from no foundation. But as I say, we'll always rebuttal them and get shot of them in the end. I mean, and it's exactly what we did. So, but if any more of you trolls are out there, you want to come on, well, call in on the show. But don't forget, we have got the mute button, so if you want to be offensive, you won't be hanging around too long. And that is a point. That is a case. There is a no tolerance in this on this show. We like freedom of speech. We like people saying about it. But when you're offensive to people say from the English Defence League, myself, Kel, and any of our team, you will be turfed out of this chat room.
Oh, well, I'm the one that they don't want to deal with in particular. Because, believe me, I am a redhead, and I do have a temper. And believe me, I'm not afraid to show it. And Jeff is right. If you go after any of my people, believe me, you're going to have to get through the red fox because I do have very, very sharp teeth, and I do show them. I'm not afraid to do that. If you want to call into any of these radio shows and be an asshat, then you have to deal with it. But I am so hopeful that this guy is sitting in his corner crying, going, oh, the red fox.
At one stage, it sounded like he burst into tears. You know, some of that, they lose total control and probably wet himself at the same time. It's terrible. They can't control themselves, out of control, and end up probably going to have to change his trousers or something because he's peed himself.
Oh, I know. But, hey, Jeff, we have another caller.
Ooh, who have we got, Kel? Well, good evening. I think this is Mr. Wahibi, from Spongistan. Good evening, Wahibi. Good to see you this evening. How are you?
Hello, hello. You're this right. Is Wahibi here from the Spongistan. And, Jeff, in your bad English, why don't you tell everybody what a Spongistan is?
I don't do it very well. Not as good as you, YB. I mean, this is your slogan now, so would you like to repeat? Because I don't want to get it wrong, because it's a great slogan from you, Mr. YB.
Well, maybe Infidel Tim will give it a try, because I don't like to introduce myself all the time.
Yes. Well, I'll do my best. Now, as I recall, and I'm having to do this from memory because I didn't write it down the last time you were on, Wahibi, but as I recall, it goes something like this. Spongistan, oh Spongistan, we sponge from you and you put up with it. No, you don't. You stand for it. You stand for it. And we love you. And we love you.
That's good for you, Tim. Ha ha hee hee Friday. We sponge from you and you stand for it. And we love you. So, Freaky Friday. Busy day for Wahibi here. I am selling my yurt.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh.
Why are you getting a bigger, more wives, more families, so I have to get a bigger yurt. So all the underlings, they come here, look at my yurt, ask to buy yurt, but I don't think they can afford the yurt. So maybe I have to be nice to them.
I tell you what, we have just the thing over here at Wahhabi. We have TV programs, especially for people who have to watch the money very carefully when they're buying larger properties. It's, in this country, we call it Yurts Under the Hammer, and it's an auction program. It's an auction program where you can bid. Yeah, bid however much you want to bid for your yurt, and as long as nobody pays any more money, then that's a yurt for you, and it usually works out very cheap. So,
on you, Tim, you pulled my leg.
Well,
you're pulling his leg, Tim. Huh?
It's moderately true. We do have an auction program of a similar nature. I might be fibbing a bit about the yurts. Normally they do tend to stick to houses made out of brick and concrete and asbestos and important things like that. But I think it would be a good addition, and I think I might just write to the program makers to see if they will include yurts, because I'm sure there's a yurt market out there. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah.
Tim,
some of our listeners out there might not be too sure of what a yurt is. Mr. Wahhabi, would you like to explain to our listeners exactly what a yurt is, please?
Well, yurt is a big dwelling. Could be big, could be small. My yurt takes 200 candles to light inside to see everything in the big yurt. So in this Spongistan, we have trader. The trader person, they said to Wahhabi, they said, light all the candles when someone comes look at yurt. Make it look big and nice. And do you know how long it takes to light 200 candles?
Well, I'm surprised you haven't set your yurt alight with all those candles, Wahhabi. 200 candles, I mean... It's like a bonfire you've got raging in your yurt.
No problem in Spongistan to do that. No.
Oh, okay.
I think it's important to mention at this point that the word is actually a yurt, Jeff, with a T, and
yurt.
Not yurk with a K. A yurt.
Oh,
with
okay.
A K,
my apologies, Wahhabi.
That is
yurt.
Something completely different.
Yeah, a yurt with a K is a dessert in Spongistan.
It's like yogurt, isn't it? But without the og.
Yakker.
You know it's going from bad to worse. But Mr. Wahhabi, it's really good to have you on the show this evening. Anything been happening in Spongistan this week that you'd like to report on, by chance?
Yes, big. Big scientific project in Spongistan. U.S. States people, American people, they had a spacecraft break in Mars. They had spacecraft break and everything's broken bad, everything. So they asked Spongistan for special help, and we are launching satellite called YEK-V1. And YEK-V1 will go to Mars and fix everything, all problems with America infidel.
So, how many technicians are going to be on board this? Is it YEK-1? Did you say?
Well, we will use three graduate students because we are so advanced. We don't need.
You know, I'm telling you, Wahhabi, you are just making us feel all that much more better, because Mars certainly needs more convenience stores and kebab stands. Oh, we need taxi drivers too.
Red lady, you make fun.
No, we're being deadly serious here, Mark Wahhabi, and Kel was, as you call the wolf, is it you call the wolf lady, don't you, Mr. Wahhabi? You call Kel wolf lady?
the red something, red, red wolf, red fox, red, red.
Kel, as I say, some very interesting things that's been happening. As you say, the Mars, whatever it is, the thing on Mars is broken, and as Wahabi said, that they're going to send up graduates up to Mars. On, we didn't even know that you had a project, a space project, Wahibi. This is news to us.
Jeff, your memory is bad again. I told you many, many shows ago that we had space program events and that Western always comes to Spongistan for advice.
I see.
You know
indeed.
I know why Spongistan has a space program. Obama created it to make the Muslims feel better about themselves.
Yes, that's right, that's right. Barack Obama, he gave us a fund. He told the NASA people do program with Muslim nations. So NASA had to fund several different Spongistan programs. And even though he did not pay bill when he visited Spongistan, he did pay for a space project.
Wow. So this is, as I say, this is great, great news. So I suppose that Spongistan has really been put on the map now, wasn't it, Wahibi, with the different projects, what's been going on just of late. As I say, how's the tourist trade going over in Spongistan? Are you getting a lot of tourists coming over now?
Well, Jeff, we have a very high birth rate. Average man, woman has 16 children. So,
oh, my God.
Tourism, immigration is no problem.
That's 16 children.
Yes, we have. Each Spongistan man has average three wives, so that's good.
Wow. So how many wives have you got, Wahibi?
I think last week I told you how many I had, and you make fun, but I have three wives.
You only got three. I thought you'd want four. You know, you're quite well-to-do. You don't.
Jeff, you forget so easily. Wahabi did have four. The fourth one he caught driving a car. Don't you remember?
Oh, good point, Kel. Yeah, I forgot about that.
You didn't want to go into detail about that, did you, Wahabi? Yes. So I must go. I have many people here. If you have no more questions for Wahabi tonight.
Okay. Well, Kel, have you got anything specifically that you want to ask Wahabi for this evening?
I just want to say, Wahabi, it was wonderful to hear your voice again this week, and I know that you're also dabbling in real estate, and good luck with selling all those caves. I know it's a hot market out there.
Yes, the red fox lady. And remember, Spongistan, we sponge it from you, and you stand for it, and we love you. Good night.
Yeah. We know you do. Mr. Wahibi, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Mr. Wahibi from Spongistan. And once again, as I say, Friday night, Comedy Central, and what can we say? Wahibi does really brighten our evening up. We was a little bit gloomy with what Sonny was had been sharing with us this evening. In fact, I'm still raging, but it just it took the rage slightly off this evening when Mr. Wahibi called in on the show. Would you not agree, Kel?
Oh, yeah. And just to let you know, you have a caller that's been sitting here for quite a while, and his name is Live.
Live? Okay, let's take the call. I do apologize. I was in the chat room, Kel. What am I like? Live, you're
Hello?
Live. Go ahead on the English Defense
Hello?
League radio show. Go ahead, you're live, Live.
Hello, am I on? I just
you
wanted to see you.
You
Great
show.
To the show.
Great show.
Thank you. I just wanted to know, what was your show really about? Like, you know, like, what message do you want to put out there?
the message, how many shows have you listened to the show before? We do explore...
Not really, it's first time.
Oh, you haven't? Well, we do explore, you know, we've got problems with Islamization in our countries, in our nations. We talk about the different things that's been going on. You must have heard of this. They call it grooming gangs, Muslim grooming gangs. We've been having these issues. We've been having issues with Muslims trying to create a no-go zones in different parts of the country.
Isn't that a bit racialist?
Sorry?
Isn't that a bit racialist, Joe?
The Muslims? Yes, they are racialists, actually. They're creating an apartheid in this country, which, as you know...
No, I'm saying, are you racialist? Bro, are you racialist?
Am I racialist? No.
You mean racist?
Are you racialist? Yes.
Racialist? Racist?
No,
you mean
no.
Racist?
We don't have a problem with the Muslims at all. We don't have a problem with the race. We just have a problem with the political Islamic ideology. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so me myself is Muslim, so what is your problem with me, huh?
I'm
sure you're a very nice man.
Yeah.
Well,
so
why do you hate me?
We got no problems with Muslims per se. In fact, there are good. We've always said that, and if you listen to this show, you'll find that we do speak well of Muslims, a lot of good Muslims. But there are Muslims out there that do try to cause a lot of problems in this country. These are the people we talk about, the extremists.
Well,
you can't say that you don't know what the extremists are.
I've got some friends that are up in heaven.
Go again, sorry?
I've got some friends.
Are you calling from the United Kingdom?
Yeah, what do you mean, yo?
No, I was just wondering if you're calling from the United Kingdom and if you were born there or if you emigrated there from elsewhere. And what's your experiences of living in the United Kingdom? Are you from Pakistan? Are you concerned about the issues that you see going on in the United Kingdom? You don't agree with Islamic ideology and that it's okay to behead soldiers in the streets. And I'm not saying this to be dismissive. I'm just saying that there's a difference between Muslims and Islamists.
Cool.
And I don't think I don't see you as an Islamist. I see you as a Muslim, and you seem like a very nice man. And we're grateful that you phoned into the program.
Yeah.
Do you? The thing is, we tape this show 3 days a week: Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Sundays we usually have a guest. Thursdays the Thursday and Sunday shows are pretty serious, in that we speak about very serious issues that affect Islam and affect the West in general. On Friday we kind of let our hair down a little bit. So if this is your first time listening to the program, we're not.
You make me
like
moist,
this.
Yo. Your voice, yo.
Oh, sweetie.
You got that silky voice, girl. That's what it is.
There you go. But, live, what I'm going to do is that we have another caller. If you would like to listen, you can hang up anytime you want, but we do have another caller here.
I just
wanted to
say you're stupid racist. Stop doing that to people. You stupid idiot.
Do you know what? We was waiting for that.
We are the
other.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I was trying to win
him
over, but I guess it didn't work. So, hey, Life, here you go. You got my truncheon. Get the fuck out of my studio.
There you go. Bye-bye. They come, they go. But no, I was waiting for it. I was sitting quietly waiting because I know. See, what happens, I've said this before to him, they totally lose control and they just say... blurt out some stupid crap at the end.
Suspicion is that he is not a Muslim and he's not from Pakistan. So I think that he's probably UAF.
Yeah.
I suspect UAF.
Yeah, but it's been quite interesting. We've still got this Afridia who's still hanging in there, Kel. He's been holding on for
14 minutes. I hope you're enjoying the show, you moron.
I don't know. I'm wondering if we should bring them back in. I mean,
well,
after all, it is our Friday night edition. It is Comedy Central.
Tim, would you like to take this piece of work to task? Would you like to?
Well, I don't know about taking him to task. I mean, I think it's a shame that we can't have somebody with a slightly more intellectual disposition. What we need is an intellectual troll line. We can have an ordinary troll line. We could have an ordinary troll line for people. No, seriously. We could have an ordinary troll line for people that just want to phone in and call us racists. And then we can have an intellectual troll line for people who actually want to come in and tell us that they've got an opposing point of view and to discuss it in an intellectual manner. And I think that would be really nice because I could chat to somebody like that all day. And I think there must be some reward money going around this week. And the reason I'm saying that is I've had some very similar people who've accosted me during the week on my online excursions on Twitter and Facebook and so on. Ooh. And they all seem to have a very, very similar modus operandi. And if I were a betting man, I would say that Fiaz Mughal has got a few tins of dog biscuits out, and he's offering them up as rewards for anybody who can get us to compromise ourselves.
Let's be honest, it's where you crept in and you nicked his pork pies. And
No, it was pork chops. Let's get it
pork
right.
Pork chops.
No, that's right. I sneaked in through the window in my, normal cat burglar way, and there was this plate of pork chops on his desk, and he had his back to me because he was shagging a goat at the time in his office. But while he was doing that, I nicked the pork chops,
poor goat.
And I slipped out the window very quietly with his plate of pork chops before he'd finished shagging his goat.
Yeah, he was too carried away with the goat shagging, wasn't he, Tim? Yeah.
Well, the thing is, ever since then, because I think he must have had his suspicions, because ever since then he's been getting his trolls. Or I reckon there's a bunch of trolls that are all coming from the same place, and they're all trolling me on Facebook and Twitter, and they're trying to get a response from me. And I think this guy is just another one in the sequence.
What
I want to say is, if you are one of Fiaz's trolls, tell him I'm really sorry about his pork chops, but you know what they say, you snooze, you lose, and if you're too busy shagging a goat to eat your pork chops, then, you know, who knows what might happen to
you. There you go.
I
couldn't agree more, Tim. What was the pork chops like, by the way?
Delicious. Absolutely delicious, yeah.
Well, there you go. So it was worth the venture then, yeah?
Well, it was, and he'd even put the mayonnaise on for me as well. I didn't have to. I'm spoiled. I didn't even have to. I bet you was purring
all night after that, weren't you, Tim?
It was. You could hear the purrs. You could hear the purrs 40 yards down the street. It was
I
so
bet
nice.
You could. Absolute fascinating story. Yeah, Sam. But he was lucky. I mean, my goodness, he was too carried away. Do you know what? The whole world could have collapsed around it. He was too busy with indulging what he was doing. It was just a... So you could talk anything really?
I mean, in all fairness, you could talk five wives
and God knows what else, couldn't you, Tim?
Well, you know, I don't want to be rude about Fiaz Mughal, but, you know, I mean, after all, it was quite a pretty goat. And, you know, if he'd have sort
Did
of
you
invited
study
me
it?
You know, so, you know, I can understand why he'd be tied up over such a thing. So you can understand that, but there you go.
Yeah, poor thing. But never mind, but... I was going to say, do you know what, Tim and Kel? I've gone right over that
time.
Oh,
I know. I just sent you a message to ask if you wanted to take your break so you could call back into the show.
Yeah, I was so engaged
with
Tim. Like, thank you, Kel. Guys, Kel, have we got anything special that we're...
I've got something very, very special. This is especially for Live and for Demon. Jeff, I'll play it whenever you want me to.
Okay, Kel. Well, yes, please. If you can do it now, I'm going to... I'll be calling back in 1 second. Thank you, Kel.
Okay. And we'll see everybody back here in 2 minutes and 9 seconds.
Take care.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed, I heard you laugh. You laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home, with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away,
Wow. Well, that was a bit of a blast from the past, Kel.
I thought it might be appropriate.
I wonder if they took those... also, Kel, we got someone... we noticed some comments there. Psychic Warrior, what do you think?
He's gone. I kicked him.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah,
he was creating all sorts of havoc.
Yeah, well, he's gone. As I say, it's tonight. It seems strange, ladies and gentlemen, but we seem to have a troll attack tonight. So, it's nothing that we cannot handle. And we do like to engage with it and then just remove them, like, you know, cause that's the only place. They don't offer anything. We like, as Tim said, we like intellectual people to come on, engage with us. There's something, the point that they don't like what we're saying, or that's all great. Then we can have a little debate on different issues. But when they come on just to be insulting and that and rude, it's not conducive to the show. So there you go. So
I'm getting used to it. I'm the subject of Twitter and stuff at this point. I'm used to it. I don't care. They're never going to have tea in my kitchen. If they want to, like, Jeff, this is absolutely always your call because it's not my show, it's your show. But when they call into my show, I welcome them because it's like they show off the idiocy and they solidify what I'm doing.
Yeah, they give them an inch, they'll take a yard, and they'll make themselves look stupid like they've done this evening. Because all people think, oh, God, they got a troll call. You know, people, our listeners think, you know, that we're going to expect it now and again. I mean, the show's very popular. It's, you know, I'm a little bit concerned because this could be a troll attack on a lot of our other, you know, great people out there. You know, so I think everybody better have a bit of an heads up that possible there might be a troll alert. We must have one of these alarms, a troll alert alarm or something like that, Kel, mustn't we? Do you know what I mean?
Troll alert.
That's it, Tim. We need something like that. But because, as I say, it's, I don't know, it just makes things sometimes a little bit interesting. As long as I say, we do welcome people. We like to think that, you know, if they were engaged with us on any issues, it's great, and we welcome it. But when people just want to come in, just be insulting and call us names and that, I don't want to engage with people like that. And I know you don't, Tim. I know you don't, Kel.
But we do like to listen to people's opinions, and that's what we're here for anyway, aren't we, Carol?
Absolutely. And I just got a message from Frank. He would like to come on and make a comment about what's been going on, if that's okay, Jeff?
Yeah, most certainly is. Frank, welcome back, brother. And probably you's a little bit wound up with the trolls as well there, buddy. But yeah, go ahead.
No, I tell you the truth, that was a lucky move. I'm glad I did it because, it's going to put me on my toes to follow that act. Oh, blimey.
Bless you, mate.
They just sounded like a couple of kids, a pair of them.
It sounded like they were just doing it
as a dare to show off in front of the grown-ups, you know?
Absolutely. And here I am in my... And today I'm wearing my green taffeta ball gown with my ruby slippers and my diamond tiara with my truncheon, and I'm yelling at a demon. And here I am all dressed up with my truncheon out. Like I say, folks, there's another photograph for you.
Well, we're going to have to put you some big trolls, and we can give you a diamond-studded truncheon. How's that?
Oh, I love it.
Frank, you're very elaborate, aren't you, bud? He must be very rich, Kel.
Yeah, well, it's going to be something as hard as diamond to penetrate the bloody skull, isn't it?
Yeah. How true.
It's not decoration, it's tools.
Yes, but I was going to say, it's just that every time Kel mentions like the dress she's wearing, and then she said, also with me truncheon, I always get this picture of me, and with a tiara on as well, Frank.
Yeah, it sends a little frisson down your spine, doesn't it? I'd pay good money to see that. I really would.
Yeah,
we're going to end up getting X-rated if you don't watch out.
No, we don't go as far as that, Frank. We keep it just on the bar line. And we are past we're past watershed times, but I don't know, because we're all different times. This is internet radio, and there's time zones, all different times over the world, isn't there, that people listen to? It's hard to judge watershed times,
isn't
it? It's
also confusing.
It certainly is. But it's so good at the same time, isn't it, Kel? It's really fantastic. Some of that, like Mike Holt calling in from Australia and having his own shows. And it's such a fantastic place to be, internet radio, isn't it? It's really taken off, isn't it, the internet radio? I would say it's probably becoming even more popular than terrestrial, the mainstream sort of thing. But because people want to listen to real people, not plastic people that's got script foot in front of them. We're normal people, aren't we? We're Joe Public, citizen journalists. That's what we are. That's what we do. And I think it's just makes things more realistic to people of the real stories that's going on. And we don't hide nothing from anybody. If we got stories that's breaking, people will get it the way it is, not glossed over. And we're not going to make any excuses for people either. We'll tell it the way it is. Because there's certain politicians who like to just spin things and try to deflect the seriousness of situations. And we've seen that over the last year or so, that the way the politicians act at certain situations, certain crisis is that's going on in this country. And it just leaves a bad taste in one's mouth.
You can't pretend they're incompetent, can you? I mean, if we can spot it, they know what's happening. This is deliberate, mate. We've got to stop getting fed up with them and start getting angry. This is getting beyond the joke. It's taking the piss. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's what I said at the beginning of the
I've been tonight when Sonny, I had a talk to Sonny on the phone, and he told me that he just got out the police station exactly what had gone on, and I've been raging all day, and so it was it was good to have Sonny on, so as he could actually tell exactly what had gone down.
Especially after, the thing is, when it hit me, I only heard it as he told it tonight. But it's giving me a double whammy because I just watched that EDL last night, the EDL Angels, and what happened to Jill. And what happened to Jill? That was absolutely. And this is just another. Here it is again. This is not a coincidence. This is not a one-off misunderstanding.
Right.
This is deliberate, and we've got to get angry. They don't give a fuck whether we care it's fair or not. They don't know. They're all from the same school, and it's that bloody, it's that Etonian attitude. Now, I've met it in the Navy.
They look at us the natives are wrestlers. That's the way they look at us, Frank. The natives are wrestlers. We must do something. We must quell the native uprising.
They look at us, really, as nothing more than goods and chattels, livestock, convenient livestock, because we have to graze and muck our own stables out. But livestock to be bloody sent where and as expedient. They look at the army and the police force as just their guard dogs.
Yeah,
and they treat
exactly
it like it as well.
That makes a lot of sense, Frank, what you say there. It does put things into a proper perspective.
It's time to get pissed off, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think most of us, are. And the thing about it is, what's really, the way to look at it, Frank, that our platform is this radio station. We can do so much with having this radio station. And that's what we say. People, if you've been on the... it might be some of our listeners listening in that maybe you was at the same police station as Sonny. Maybe you've been charged with the same thing as Sonny. Maybe you want to come on and share exactly what happened to you. Maybe you want to speak about, what's going on, what's been going on with you, a part of our organisation. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to call in to the show tonight, we've got probably about three quarters of an hour of the show this evening. But if you want to, if you're a Blog Talk Radio user, and that's easy, if you're not, it's easy to sign up for it. It's free. And also, if you're signed up to Skype, and basically, if you are following the show, you'll see the S button inside a blue S button. If you left click on that, you follow the prompt, and when it says, "Do you want to speak to the host or do you want to listen to the show?" you'll press 1 on whatever device you're on. But if you're not, and you have not connected to none of these devices, and you're outside of the USA, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. Repeat, 001-858-777-5934. So hopefully you are connected to Skype, or you're on TalkTalk or something like that, an international free. Please call in. That's what I'm saying. This is your platform. This is your platform to air your views and speak what's been going on to you. So there you go. Yeah, Frank, it's great to hear you, and you're probably the same as myself. I'm raging tonight. I've been absolutely so fueled up with what I've been hearing lately.
And my apologies to Gail. I said Jill, didn't I? Beg your pardon, it was Gail.
No.
That really got that. I got really a lump and a...
I was talking to Kel about it, and she was quite moved with poor Gail's situation, It's the problem was these little scumbags have walked through from the court, and there is an appeal going on about this, what has happened, because it's so, so wrong.
But we never know. Let's see what's happened now. It's been on the telly. I mean, let's face it. The BBC are backing off and backing off. This time last year, do you reckon they would have shown that? This time 5 years ago, do you reckon they would have shown that?
No, I think it's because now things are right out there, and that we have become... Well, they can't help but to notice what we've been doing.
Honestly, mate, they're backing off, and they're trying to extricate themselves from all that crap that they've been elbow deep in. And they're trying to just slink off, and they're just letting it come out a bit at a time and trying to pretend to be a little bit more unbiased. Just the way they worked it up, as now they're trying to work their way out again.
We did have this conversation the other night, didn't we? I was talking to Tim about this, Frank, and because I was... I looked at it myself impartially, looking out, looking in, as it was more of a softer approach. Instead of, you know, chucking out this racist slurs like the BBC's done in the past and things like that, this far-right organisation. They did say that at the beginning of the thing, far-right EDL, at the beginning of the show. Don't forget, they did say it. So, you know, I was quite angry about that.
I'll never forgive them, mate. They're just, like I say, they're Muzz. They're just crawling. They'll go any way the wind blows.
Of course they will.
Don't turn your back on them. No, they don't forgive them. Just take heart from the fact that they are bottling out and they are backing off. And don't be nice with them.
Well, I think they realise there is a winds of, you know, I'm start promoting that. What we used to do, I used to say, like the winds of change. But there is definitely a winds of change going on in this country, especially after the that political Sunday programme that time, Frank, when 95% of the British public said that they would like to hear the EDL represented more or to hear their voices. Their opinions.
I remember
that. It just goes to show you. And that was, I mean, this must have shocked the hierarchy of the BBC. They didn't reckon on that. They didn't reckon 95%, you know, maybe 60%, 60-40%. But when 95, it's such an overwhelming number, isn't it? It was just a shock on that woman's face. It told a thousand things, didn't it?
I'll never forget that face. Because I told you, didn't I? My grandma and my aunties all talking and saying this expression, but I never understood what it meant till I saw her face. Because she did have a face like a
well-slapped ass. Do you know what, Frank? I mean, and Kel, she's absolutely superb, as you know. But she put there was slides that was there was a picture of this woman that was floating about on Facebook, and Kel put it on our slides. And now and again, we'll pop it up there, won't we, Kel? She'll put it in the slides, and we just love that so much, don't we, Kel?
Absolutely.
So there you go. As I say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you've heard what's been going on with some of our patriots. You know, the police actually lying about the situation. Frank, you was there, weren't you, at Birmingham last year? Because I was there when Tommy was there and Kev. And that the old Bill Centre Sunny, there was no UAF there. We saw them right down in that bloody corner. They would just spot us going on in the crowd, wouldn't they? Because I'll tell you what, Dave turned to me, that dope bloke, he said, there's a spotter there, Jeff. I said, yeah. He said, yes. And there's another one over there, look, see? So you get to know who the spotters are. And they was all over the bloody place, walking past, and it was on the mobiles. And then, as I say, when the speech started, and they kicked it off, didn't they? They kicked off down in the bloody corner, launching stuff at us, lads. And that was where it all came from. That's what Sonny was involved with. You know, that's what he's been done.
Yeah, this is where I was trying to get Sonny to listen to Ag. I don't mean to flog it over the top, but the British Constitution Group has got some very solid and very knowledgeable people in there.
Mm.
And if he gets in touch with them and sends them an email, they do reply. And if he puts his catch, because it's no use, he can go in there with all the videos he can carry. But if they don't want to look at them, they just bloody won't. But the people the people in the British Constitution Group know how to make it known, and know how to assert themselves in court. They, you know, either give him advice, they might even turn up and help him. But nevertheless, this is an opportunity to just out loud publicly demonstrate what a lying bunch of bastards those policemen are.
Yeah, well, we know that. I mean, Tim's in the very near future. Tim's got a case going up, haven't you, mate?
Yeah, well, that's not the coppers themselves, is it? I mean, this is a
no.
standing in the dock telling lies. I mean, the old grievance mongering to Kira, is that, I'm looking forward to this.
It's classic, isn't it?
I've got my tickets up to Brum, mate. I'm coming that day.
There you go. You got our friend with you, Tim.
And I'm gonna no colours. I won't even recognise you, mate. I'll just go and get my shelter seat in the court and keep my gob shut, and my ears open.
There you go.
Well,
don't
be great.
Forget your popcorn. Yeah. Don't forget the popcorn, Frank.
And I might bring a raspberry blowing machine.
But anyway, but that's coming up. When's that coming up, Tim?
Well, that's still scheduled for Tuesday, the 8th of April, 10 o'clock in the morning. You're all very, very welcome. And if you come on up, as Jeff says, bring some popcorn, because I guarantee it's going to be an entertaining day. We've got some interesting people to bring on to assist in giving expert evidence. And we've also got one or two interesting little bits of evidence which I'm not going to make public before the event.
It will
set the cat amongst the pigeons, I promise you that. So it's
definitely
going to be
pigeons. Nice one.
That's right. So it's definitely going to be an entertaining day.
Tim, I'm going all the way up there. Don't spoil the ending.
The butler did it.
No, you should have told him now.
I'm booking your ticket now.
Don't spoil it for him. I do know though. I know you, Tim, is really up for it, aren't you, Tim? I know.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to me day out, and the thing is, I'm not bothered. I mean, if I get three Muslim magistrates on the bench on the day, then me goose
probably
is cooked either way. But the most important thing is, I'm not.
Well, it won't be bacon.
Well, I'm not concerned about whether or not I get convicted or acquitted. And when you're not concerned, that empowers you immensely. And so I'm going in there, and I'm going to be all guns blazing, and heaven help anybody who gets in my way. So it should be fun.
There you go, mate.
Freeze up your mind. That's the last thing
It frees your mind. It frees your mind, and that's how I'm going in.
Open.
Ready. Well, that's why, as I say, you're definitely G'd up for it now, aren't you? And, as I say, It should be a very interesting day, and we're going to keep it building, aren't we, mate? And we're going to keep building, because I know Sunny next Friday's have his day in court, so we'll be very listening very, very closely to what happens to these lads, because it's not just him, but there's another 10 lads who's going to appear at the court next week as well, there, Tim and Frank.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I listened to Sonny's story, and I'm absolutely appalled, to be honest, because it's the same story we keep hearing whenever there are demonstrations. You hear all the time that the police are on the lookout for anybody from the EDL stepping out of line, by the slightest little bit, and yet they allow these gangs of Muslim and UAF thugs to wander around, picking on people, you know, in groups, willy-nilly, and just generally causing a lot of trouble, and the police turn a blind eye to it. And I, quite honestly, it's not what I expect from our police force, who should be operating without fear and favour. So,
I agree, and I think we're all so... I know, Frank, is we're angry with the way that the police are being directed, because we do know that what they're told to do comes down from the hierarchy. And from the hierarchy, it's pointed to the people in power. People like David Cameron, who totally detests who we are. He's told us all. He's told the nation we're sick. We're the sickness of society. You know, anybody that's associated with the English Defence, we are sick. Yeah, we're sick and tired of you, David Cameron, with your crap. We're sick and tired of seeing this country go down a pan through people like you and the likes of you, who's done it for years, and we've had enough of it. We want to see this country put back onto some sort of normal standard. We're fed up with seeing indoctrination in our schools. We've been talking about that this week. It is infuriating. I worry about the children. I worry who's teaching our children. The Marxist thing that's flowing through these teachers' mouths, and it is worrying. It is worrying times, and we've got to do something. We've got to protect our freedoms, our democracy, the things that's made this nation great. The things that slowly eroding away. But anyway, I'm going on one again because I'm raging. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just in one of those moods this evening. My apologies. But I was going to say, Kel, we've got a clip this evening. We started this again a couple of weeks ago. Kel, we had a chat. We're going to do the Dimmy clip of the week, and I think Kel's got something especially lined up, especially for tonight, haven't you, Kel?
I most certainly do, Jeff. And this week our Dimmy is David Cameron. And when you want me to play it, just let me know. We have the Dimmy, and then we have the rebuttal. So here, Jeff,
yes,
and gentlemen, here we go.
Said many times for a party like the Conservatives just to open the door and say come on in, if all you see is a sea of white Christian faces, you need to see people from your own communities getting to the top of the army, getting to the top of the legal profession, getting to the top of the business, and yes, getting to the top of the Conservative Party and politics too. So the truth is, if we're going to build that strong, vibrant and inclusive society, we need more role models like this. Many more Muslim men and women at the top of British businesses, many more Muslim soldiers in the highest level of command, and of course, more Muslims in our party. So there's not just one Muslim in the cabinet and one in the shadow cabinet, but British Muslims all across government in positions of leadership and authority.
Because I'm getting a bit tired of my kids coming home from school being taught about every other religion in the world, celebrating every other religious holiday, but not actually being taught about Christianity. Islam is a great religion. Islam is a great religion. Islam is a great religion.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
And it had to be done. I mean, when you listen to him, and guys, we've got to remember that this was this is a prime minister that says that the Muslims in this country, the Muslims shouldn't adapt to the British society and our culture, but it's us, the natives of this country, that must adapt to the Muslims. And that's, do you know what I'm saying? you can't make this up. This is a British Prime Minister saying that. And this other crap that he's spilled out and that speech that he made. And he is leading this country, what, to oblivion? Yeah, there you go. And that's I'm going to open that up to the panel.
When he says he wants... When he says he wants a Muz at the top of the Conservative government, what does that mean? The bloke who's manipulating him is just going to take his hand out from the back of his shirt and stand up and be identified? Because there is a Muz. There's Muzzies in charge of every bloody thing. You can see that, the way it's rotted, the way it stinks. I mean, the CPS, they're locking people up, as we've said, and yet... Still, there's Muslim gangs bashing and killing people. Don't even get mentioned. And it's the Crown prostitution. The Crown
prostitution. Yeah.
It's that lot that bloody choose which call the shots. They say which is in the public interest to prosecute and which is not. And it's that lot who are selecting what our interest is, and it clashes with, well, I don't agree. They are contrary to our interests.
What can I say about that? You're so bang on. And I think most of our listeners will agree with that statement that you just said there. But I would like to say, Frank, I've just seen our very own Mr. Tommy English, and he's sitting there quietly listening to what we're saying. Tommy, it's good to see you on the show this evening.
I yield the floor, welcome in, mate.
Yeah,
hi,
good
Tommy.
To see you. It's good show.
Tommy?
Oh, it's showing.
Tommy.
Show
I don't know.
When have you ever known me to be shy?
Oh,
there you are.
You made me jump, Tom.
I've literally just got in through the door, very literally.
Bless you, mate. So how's it been to you, Tom? We had a busy one today, boy, yeah?
Oh, God, unpleasantly busy. Ready for me tea and me and my deal.
We had a conversation, ladies and gentlemen, me and Tommy, you know, we do talk, and we was having a conversation earlier on today, wasn't we, Tom? You was actually using some
usual,
sort of conversation,
guys, you know,
wasn't you, mate?
Yeah, basically, guys, when I called Jeff, it gives me the usual, you're a racist, Tommy, you're a fascist, you're a scumbag, you're a bigot. I said, Jeff, I'm not racist.
Didn't they run off or something, Tom? Didn't they run away?
Oh,
or
those
run away!
University. Students, oh God!
Oh, I know.
They soon took off down the streets.
Yeah, whose streets? It's not ours no more. Take it, Tommy.
Ah, bloody streets! But I'm pleased to announce as well, guys, that Andy in Grimsby Division, he is out of the hospital, but he will have But he will have to have his lung removed. But basically, he just basically said, they aren't going to stop me going to Peterborough, Tommy. I said, look, get your lungs into bed. Oh, no, stop that, mate. EDL comes first. I said to him...
He's going in his wheelchair, Tommy, was told me, Kel and Tim.
Aye.
He's going to go in his wheelchair.
I said, the body may be bruised, mate.
Oh, okay.
But it's starting and kicking. I said, the body may be bruised and damaged, but the spirit is alive and kicking.
Eternal,
absolutely
mate. Awesome, mate. But it's really good. That's really good news to hear that he's out of hospital. Just got to take it easy. He's been a bad place, isn't he? There, you know what I mean, with the problems that he's had, and he's got to have another operation. You say, Tom? Yeah. Anyway, it's good to know that he's home with his family.
It will be a few weeks till he has it, but.
Did you say you're going over to see him tomorrow, Tom?
Yeah, I'm going over to go see him tomorrow.
Well, give him all our best from the radio show, Kel and Tim and the rest of us, mate. We are thinking of him. He's in our prayers, okay, buddy?
Yeah, I will do. I'll let him know that.
Thank you. Tommy, I don't know if you heard earlier on, whether you've heard the situation with Sonny. It seems like he was charged today, you know, for the Birmingham thing. That person who grassed a lot of people up. Well, Sonny was, he had to go to the police station today. They kept him in a cell for 5 hours. They kept him in for 5 hours and they charged him with, oh my goodness me, what did they charge him with again? Sorry?
No, it was more than that, Frank. It was violent disorder. That's
violent disorder he's been done with, and he's got to appear next Friday. And I think he was in this, the police station was 10 other lads as well. That's 10 of them are up on the same charge next week. And this is what I was absolutely raging this evening. And Sonny came on and as I say, he'd had a long day today, you know, getting there to the police station, sort of spending time in there and being charged, and then coming home. As I say, he doesn't live too close to Birmingham, as you know. So
you forgot to tell him the kicker. When he got in court, the fuzz said there was no UAF there.
Yeah, when they was actually talked to him, and because they said there was evidence that showed that Sonny had thrown a war can, whatever it was he's supposed to have thrown. He's put his hands up.
Oh, and those UAF who were wearing balaclavas, have they been charged?
No, they wasn't there. The police said there was no UAF there that day, Tom. That's what the police said to Sonny.
So
they're totally blatantly lying. The Midlands police, whoever you are liars. There is plenty of evidence to prove. If you don't think there's plenty of video evidence to show the UAF there, all in their black, the Antifas and all that. We know that they was there. Don't try to make us as though the public isn't
mugged. The funny thing is as well, when they went on Crime Watch, saying if you've seen these people, you can clearly see UAF and EDL in this frame.
Exactly, Tom.
How come he said it wasn't there?
That's why I was so annoyed. I think that's what Sonny was so annoyed. But I'll tell you what you said earlier was so bang on, wasn't it, guys? You must excuse me, my voice is gone.
Yeah.
Past the mic minute.
Said he's never going to roll over to it. He's going to fight it. And good for him. I mean, when you think about it, if there's no UAF there, who threw the bloody brick? The coppers?
That's it, yeah. I mean, back in 2010, Leicester, I was done on the same charge. But then when there were video evidence to show that he attacked me first, you know, it all said, oh, well, it's self-defence. And I legally, in my own right, acted on my right to self-defence.
Tommy?
Come show again.
Can anybody hear me?
Can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Can anybody hear me?
Hi, can anybody out there hear the show right now?
Yep. How about me?
Okay. I can hear you, Frank.
I'm back,
are you back? Okay, because you and I, we both hung up together and nearly lost the show. I don't know what happened, but for some reason, Block Talk Radio decided that they were going to end the show.
I lost it. I couldn't even dial back in. I just had the that dial thing going around on me, Kel. I couldn't.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was this little if this happened, Jeff. I wonder if this was our little friend.
Silence! I kill you! That little bugger. You little bugger, Marmy.
Yeah.
You wait till I can kick him up the backside, kick him out again, Kel, little bugger.
God, I'm on it, Jeff. Got the truncheon. Get out, Ahmed. Oh, you know what, though? Oh my God!
Oh no, he's got don't eat him on the backside. He's got them exploding underpants on, girl.
he left a message this time. Jeff, listen to this.
Hello, my name is Mohammed. Islam is a religion of peace. And here is my friend Ahmed, the suicide bomber, to demonstrate for you. See, here is a piece of Ahmed's arm. Here is a piece of Ahmed's legs. And here is a piece of Ahmed's head. EDL Radio.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, we just timed that right. Absolutely fantastic. So there you go. It's good that he left a little message this evening, wasn't it?
When you said that, Kel, about he's left a little message, I thought, God, blimey, he's not even potty trained.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Especially with them exploding underpants, you can't trust them, mate. But anyway, it seems like we are back and running. And my apologies to the listeners out there. We totally lost it. And I don't mean we as people. We meant we lost the studio, the chat. I lost the chat and everything. And I tried dialing back in. It wouldn't let me. I rang twice and I left a message in the chat room because then I lost the chat room. So, but we're back. I don't know what happened there, Kel. It was really weird, wasn't it? Twilight weirdo.
One of those weird things, yeah. I was dialing back in, and I was calling in on the landline, and I was being told, I'm sorry, that number cannot be completed due to, I don't know, some weirdness.
Yeah.
But we're back.
An Islamic issue. We can't connect because there is an Islamic issue.
Oh, you know what? And oh my goodness, Demon, he's an ambitious one. He called back in.
Yeah, well, he can sit there and behave himself. And you can, Demon, we're going to allow you to listen to the show, but you've been a naughty boy this evening. We don't want naughty people on our show because it's not what our listeners want to listen to the English Defence League radio show for. But we have got another caller. And it, guess who it is, Kel? We've got our very own. Oh, good. We got live back again as well. The Troll Brigade. We got the trolls back. But I'm going to, you know what? We've got Agador. And I'd rather take his call than any of them, those last two. So with that, welcome, Agador. Good to see you on the show this evening, brother.
Greetings, fellow infidels. Yeah,
Agador.
Loving the trollage, yeah, just really good, but it's really fascinating to see these guys in the chat room and listen to them talk. You know, I mean, we had one in the chat room who didn't even know how to spell racist, and you were talking to another one who didn't even know how to say racist. I really think you need to maybe get someone to help Kel to kind of herd these trolls and give them a little questionnaire so that you can actually talk to someone with an IQ above one digit. That might actually make the show a little bit more smooth.
You know, you're so right. And this is the only trouble. This is why we try to check these people out, because we don't want to engage these people that it's going to be rather embarrassing to our listeners. Our listeners don't want to listen to the crap that they come out with, do they? You know, we've got a good show, and they just bring things down, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was watching the thing from the Beep, EDL girls, don't call me racist, and they're reading stuff off of the net. You know, oh, you white people will all be killed and this kind of thing. And, people don't want to... They need to understand that these kinds of things are being said to people in the EDL and to their allies, because they need to understand who the real haters are. But I had an idea. And that's always frightening, but, you know, give us a listen and see what you think.
I don't know, I did it frightening. Go on, Ag.
All right. I don't know. I mean, you guys obviously have someone who's great at making audios there. I mean, Martin is just a stone pro.
Oh, he's a star.
Looking at that BBC program just made me think, you know, if you have anyone in the EDL or an ally who is good at making videos over there, you should totally make a parody of that of that BBC presentation, or one just generally about the EDL. And I think that would play big. I mean, you could start it out with something like, you know, choose your host and have them standing out on the street and say, you know, this program is going to be a special about the bigoted, racist, fascist EDL, and we're going to completely expose them. And then have the camera zoom back a little bit and have the guy turn his head and say, is the check ready? And have this guy in flowing Arabic robes come and hand him the check, you know, and then jump click to the next thing. That kind of thing is very effective.
This strips right in itself, Meg.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Just
but
take
yeah,
one of these.
Actually, you, that's a good valid point. I mean, you never know. I mean, as you know, Martin, he's very much a part of what we do on the show, and he's also up for inspiration. I mean, you don't tell Martin too much. He's working on things as we probably talk. He done another little snippet earlier on, didn't he, Kel? And it was really good. So,
yeah.
You know, we just, you know, Martin just does his thing, and I think he does it so well. He's a star, you know, I've got to admit, and we'd like a lot more people like Martin, but Martin has got his own style of things. It's the way that he talks as well. It's so precise and so clear and tells it the way it is, and it's really, really good. And Martin, if you're listening, we just love your videos, brother. Just carry on making them. They're fantastic. So there's a bit of a giving a little shout out there as well, Ecuador.
Oh, there's a pilot episode straight away. Yeah, I like the idea.
Oh yeah. And while we still have the listeners on primetime before we go into archive, Jeff, Martin also did this for us today.
You are listening to the English Defence League Radio Show, the official voice of the English Defence League. Live broadcasts on Thursdays, Fridays and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. GMT and 3:30 p.m. EDT. And all our previous shows are available in the Blog Talk Radio archive. EDL Radio.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Absolute. That's the first that... Ladies and gentlemen, this is as new to you as it is to me. This is the first time that we've heard that. Because it used to be the East Anglian's EDL radio show. But now we're the English Defence, because we're inclusive to everybody.
I've just had an idea,
about.
Mate. I just had an idea. If you advertise other people's jingles on yours, and they can advertise... yours on theirs.
Yeah.
This can real spread it around, because that sounds professional.
I think that's what we try to do. This is why we talk about each other's shows, and we are promoting each other all the time anyway, Frank, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's a lot of people
that
does that. And we must get a little jingle made up, Kel.
That's
different shows. Frank, that's a brilliant idea.
Oh, well, yeah. I have a guy. That's funny. No, but I do. I have a guy who I go to for voiceovers and work, and that's Stanger.
Oh, Stanger, top man. What a great voice as well. He's got a great voice, isn't he, Kel? Really good man. Yeah.
We need over in the United States to get someone who can really imitate President Obama. and who can speak in the same way that he does, in support of David Cameron, because he doesn't have to worry about his daughters possibly being accosted by a grooming gang. And we need to make sure that Americans understand that the Muslim Brotherhood is completely operative in a peaceful way. And they get some nice explosion sounds.
Bang on, mate. So, oh, my goodness, mate, I've just noticed. But that's great. I've got to admit it. I like to digest some things, but that was brilliant, Agador. Thank you. But I was going to say, we've probably got about, what, we've got about 4 minutes now, Kel. But I'd like to thank everybody tonight for being there. Agador, great you calling in. Frank, as I say, we've had Sunny. We've had a couple of trolls, which I don't want to mention their names because they're just trolls. And of course, we've got Tim. Cat Strangler 101. Meow! Who let that cat out?
Meow!
We didn't do that tonight, did we, Tim? But,
no, we didn't.
Yeah, No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Let that slip away. Because that's your thing, isn't it, Tim? We've got to keep this going, haven't we? Also, I've got to thank Kel. Kel, fantastic job this evening. And we've had a few technical issues at the last quarter of the show, but we managed to get back. And I have apologies, but it was beyond our control, you know. It was sort of just one of these technical issues that happens now and again. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back again this Sunday. We don't know if you might have a guest, but I haven't spoke to Glenn. But hopefully over the next couple of weeks, we might have Gal, one of our EDL girls on the show in the near future. But that's still to be confirmed. So I don't want to cross and dot things until we get proper information there, guys. But once again, as I've got to thank you all, got to thank everybody. We haven't had time to do a roll call in the studio in the chat room this evening, neither have we, Kel. But everybody, thank you so much for being here tonight and supporting the show. God bless you guys. And to all our listeners out there, wherever you might be, thank you for your continuing support for the English Defence League radio station and English Defence League radio station, the voice of the EDL. With that, from myself, from Kel, Tim, Tommy, Sonny, and everybody that's associated with the show, I've got 60 seconds. I've got to say thank you all. God bless. Take care. Stay safe. And not forgetting from us all, every single one of us, there's no surrender. No surrender ever. With that, from myself, the panel, from everybody, we're going underground. Good night, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigade. And I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, than the mine. My new deal of pencils for Tommy's prime. And the public gets what the public wants. Pleasure as I hate me, I've been enough already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the facts. To be here for what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your lead and the place you're trapped. And the lies will shut down and their promises come. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up. Tomorrow, la 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 la.
And with that, we are into archives.
EDL Radio Archive.
Hell, wicked! I love it.
You saved that one.
That's brilliant.
Is that an EDL drone?
Thank you, Martin. Thank you so much for that. It's absolutely awesome. He's a busy man, isn't he, Martin?
He was busy today, that's for sure.
Yes, most certainly. My goodness, it was, you know what?
Tonight, I love that. I love that. I got it. Jeff, can I play it again? I just love it so much.
Yeah, please.
Hang on, where'd it go?
Here it is.
EDL Radio Archive.
Absolutely, Kel. We must hit that button when we go into archives in future. That sounds like the real thing with the echoing and the. It's so right, isn't it, Kel?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I've got St. Martin to give him a big shout out there. Thank you, brother. Really appreciate it for that. And the other one, because he done the other one as well, didn't he? The English Defence League one as well. So that's
Yes. He was very, very busy today. He did all of them today. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Wow, that's absolutely.
Oh yeah.
I emailed him back.
Fantastic. Yeah, I emailed him back and I said, "Oh my God, I don't even know where to begin to thank you for all the hard work you do for the radio show."
Oh, bless
show.
Him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's wonderful.
He's great. What can we say? I mean, do you remember how long ago when we listened to that and this jingle, the EDL? I thought, you know, I like that. And it was right back. That was quite a while ago. But there was other. Do you know what? Over the time, Martin's done a lot of videos, you know, going back quite a while. And they've always been really good, top notch videos, haven't they? So. Once again, Martin.
Yeah.
Big thank you for all the work that you do. God bless you. But yeah, tonight it was because I was raging and I felt very hard to keep control tonight. I really want to explode a couple of times. And I was so angry. What's happened to our lads? You know, a lot of them could be spending time banged up soon. You know, and the lies, the misguided. Everything is so, so wrong, isn't it, Tim? It just makes me so bloody angry. But then I think sometimes it's good to be angry. It gives you that edge. As long as you use it in a controlled way. That's what I've always said, use it in a controlled way, because you can really have some positive, you can get some positive things done if you use controlled anger. Because I almost lost it a couple of times and went down and I thought, no, Jeff, it's been unprofessional. Just get it right. Get it out there, exactly what's going on. The persecution of our lads and the lies. The lies, the police lying, you know, like they did, you know, right in Sonny's face, like that. It's just unbelievable. And I hope that's how the magistrates look at it, the police. There's got to be some evidence to prove that the police was lying. When they said that, that was a total lie. Because everybody knows there's video evidence to prove the contrary to that. And that should be, you know, it just goes to show you.
It's getting them to see it. It's getting them to acknowledge it. That's it. You need somebody with a bit of weight to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
Well, we do know that the power strings are the power. The people behind the power, people with the Camerons are pulling the strings. That's making these things happen. It's making them whatever. It doesn't matter what they do. Let's just try to crush the EDL. He's had a plan. He talked about this a while ago. He wanted to crush us and to use any means possible. Didn't matter what. And we can see what he's trying to do now. Cameron, it's not going to work. It won't work. You can keep doing what you do. We're still going to come back. We're still going to be here when you're gone. When you're gone, when you've been removed, we'll still be here.
Well, what he doesn't
I'm on one again.
No, yeah, but what he doesn't realise is that basically we've got no option. We can't tolerate this anymore, so we've no longer surrendered. We have withdrawn our bloody consent to be governed by this foul, corrupt, ugly, greedy, horrible people. That's it. End of story. We have withdrawn our consent. Now, this is what I'm on about, a British Constitution group. You get to learn on this stuff, and it gets... You don't have to learn it in your head. It touches your heart. You read it, and you already know it. It makes sense. It's who we are. And when you...
Frank, that is so right there. Tim, you've got some views about the Constitution thing. We've talked about this before, haven't we? You've got some strong views about this, haven't you?
Well, I have. One of the things I quite like to do is listen in on a Wednesday evening and hear what Mike Holt has to say about the Australian Constitution, because they've had a lot of guys working for quite a long time on an alternative constitution that sounds like it's got a real chance of working in Australia. And I was just thinking how nice it would be if we could have something to replace the patchwork quilt of customs and traditions that make up our own constitution. The big problem we've got is that it's like one series of sticking plasters on top of another, and it's been like that for like hundreds of years. And while it's okay, as long as there isn't an existential threat to the country or to the way we normally go about things, it didn't really matter. But when you've got an existential threat to our civilization and to our democracy, like we have with Islamization, coming as it does at the same time as this political correctness, multiculturalism, and cultural Marxism that's threatening to undermine our civilization and our democracy, we really do need a strong constitution. And I really wish we could have something that we could just slot in place of what we already have, and just make just something that people could identify with really easily. Because one of the things that's problematic with what we have at the moment is everybody knows it's worked reasonably well up to now, but nobody can really tell you what it is. And if you try to say,
it's
well, okay,
please, that's not true. Honestly, it's not. You say it, I don't see it as a patchwork or quilt. There's right at the heart is the English Constitution, and it was established by a lot of people fighting themselves to a standstill, or fighting each other to a standstill, until they both come to an agreement. This is the only way around it. They found out the hard way. We don't need another one. We're only just going to end up reinventing the wheel. It's not been a patchwork. It's been people putting a little bit of a dispensation here and a little bit of adjustment there. And that's how it's been corrupted. That's all. All we need to do is the word.
It's been used for the elitists. Let's be honest. It's been used for the elitists and to use the British public, the people, the normal people, and as you say, corrupted. And I think we've known this for a long time, and we're not stupid. We do know that over time that has been the case, and it takes the strong people to stand up against what we've got in place and to make the changes. But it's good to see that people like Mike has and the good people been working on the new constitution for Australia, because I'm looking very closely how Mike does with that, because if we could maybe mirror something of the same effect. I know it's a bit different with the United Kingdom and Australia, the way things are, but if things are wrong in this country and it's corrupt as it is, it needs changes, and it needs drastic changes. And it's how we go about it. We're going to try to go about it in a civilised way without bloodshed and that sort of thing. But at the same time, sometimes these things have got to be fought for. I don't like that because it puts a grave, you know, it sounds very grave when you think that you're going to have to maybe shed your blood to fight for what's the right things, a new constitution, because you know that these people in power ain't going to relinquish their powers without a fight. And that means a lot of people will, you know, to stand and fight, and it's going to take sacrifice. Sacrifices, you know, along the ways. And that's what I'm saying. It's very grave when we start talking, because it could lead to that, because people are so disillusioned with what's going on in their country that people will rise up. It's obvious. We spoke about this before, Tim and Frank. We know the consequences of standing by and let things happen, that there will be an uprising, and it will just be like a lighting, you know, a ball of hay. It's just going to go whoosh, and it's going to be, you know, violence here, there, and everywhere. It's going to be absolutely manic, and we know that. And that's something we're trying to avoid if we can at all costs. But sometimes freedom, democracy, have like we know, our ancestors have fought and died to protect and to give us the freedoms that we speak about, we're allowed to speak about at this moment in time. I don't know if you would agree with me on the aspects of
no,
what I've been talking about.
No, but you gentlemen carry on. I must make my departure. My show starts in less than 20 minutes, and I have to open up my studio. It's because of the UK has not caught up with Eastern Daylight Time yet, so normally we'd be wrapping up around 5:44, but it's 6:44 here.
Yeah,
I got a show
15.
In about 15.
Yeah, Kel, I've just clicked on your link, and I've been watching the pictures as they come up. It says 15 minutes 33 seconds, that picture with Obama in his little checkered outfit and his tie.
Oh, the village idiot from Kenya.
Yeah, a village in Kenya is missing an idiot, you said.
An idiot.
And, then underneath it said, just kidding, and even smaller letters, they don't miss him really. It is brilliant.
I like that. Yeah, well, Kel, as I was saying, we don't like letting you go, but you have got your show today. I can't believe this time that you're going to be doing a show. Kel, you're going from one show to another, being a producer and then hosting your show. My goodness me. But ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do is we're going to cut this a little bit short this
evening.
No.
Carry on. You have to play a closing song, and the closing song that I suggest would be We Won't Back Down by Tom Petty.
I don't know where it is, Kel.
Kel, can I be your groupie tonight and click straight over when you start?
Aw, thanks, Frank. Thanks, everybody.
Where is it, Kel? I don't know where it is.
It's on the link there.
Just go. You see that little... You see audio clips at the very top?
Yeah.
Okay, click on the queue.
The queue? Yeah, I've got that.
And it says search audio. Type in W, won't, and it'll be right there.
Jeff, I've just linked it in the chat room.
Okay, hang on a bit. It's just...
Oh, yeah, it's twice in there.
Oh, I can't
believe
it. Things are not working properly for me tonight. I don't know why.
That's okay. You just pick whatever you want, boss.
Let me see. Anyway, Kel, have a great show. I'll probably catch up with you in a little while, okay?
Okay.
And I've got to thank you for everything you've done tonight. What I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to cut this little bit. I'm a bit dry and I've been coughing and spluttering. That's the reason why I muted myself earlier. But we can catch up with this conversation maybe this Sunday. I've got to thank you all for being here tonight, especially yourself, Kel, putting the slides. They're absolutely fantastic. Do a great producer job as you do. Tim, it's also a pleasure listen to what you've got to say. Frank, absolutely awesome as usual. Agador, brother, thanks for calling in tonight, and it's always great to take your call. And for the trolls who've been sitting there for the last 23 minutes, up yours, mate. I had to do that.
They just cut us off. They just cut us off. Blog Talk Radio just cut us all off.
I can still hear you.
They ended the episode on us.
Oh, we must still be on Skype.
I'm still going.
I have no idea how we're doing it, but the studio went dark.
Oh, well. Quick, while Kel's away, we can talk about
it. God, I love you, Frank. Okay, I love you guys. I better get skedaddling here. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
God bless you. Have a great show.
See you soon.
We'll probably be all jumping in there in a little while, okay, darling? So you have a great show this evening. And catch you later. Guys, I'm a little bit dry. Take care, Kel. Bye-bye, darling. Cheers.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Catch you
later. Later, girl. So, I was going to say, guys, I was going to play us out for tonight. How about this? How'd you like this? This is my England. Kel song. This is my... She likes this one. So, should we do this specially for Kel? It'd be the exit tune for the show this evening. Guys, what do you think?
All right, mate. Good.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, Tim, thanks, mate, for being here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No worries, mate.
Great. I think we've had a good show this evening, guys. I really do. We've still got a lot more, and we could go on for hours, but we've got Sunday's show, so we can maybe talk about some of the issues we've discussed tonight. So, with that, thank you all for being here, and I've just lost the bloody tune. What am I like? Anyway, no, Ivan, I've got it right in front of me. So, guys, have a great evening, and hopefully we'll see you all this Sunday. For anybody that's listening to the archives this evening, we'll be back again this Sunday. Have a great show. So, with that, myself, from the panel, from everybody associated with the English Defence League radio station, we're signing off for the night. So with that, this is my England. This is Kel's song. She loves this. So, good night, guys.
Yeah, good night.
And that was, of course, Anti Nowhere League, This Is My England. And that's a song especially, that's Kel, she loves that tune. So that was especially for you, Kel. Anyway, this is the English Defence League radio show. We're signing off this evening, so I hope you've enjoyed this show. We'll be back with a lot more of what you've heard this evening. So good night, guys. Catch you this Sunday. God bless.